The smallest surviving premature baby in the world is now at home with her parents. Baby Sabi was born in San Diego, California, at just 23 weeks, weighing only a little more than 8 ounces. As I was saying, doctors were suggesting that she weighed just a little bit more than an apple. You couldn't help but be moved by the photos of the tiny baby in her knitted cap. There have been remarkable advances in medicine that have allowed doctors to keep babies as small as Sabi alive. But those advances come with emotional and ethical questions as well. How do doctors decide which babies are too fragile to keep alive? How can they help parents make difficult choices and decisions when it comes to extending care or withdrawing care? Dr. Prakash Shah is the interim pediatrician in chief at Mount Sinai's neonatal intensive care unit, also director of the Canadian Neonatal Network, is on the line with us now. Doctor, good morning.
Good morning, Matt, and good morning to the viewers.
What went through your mind when you heard about this baby, baby Sabi, being released from hospital yesterday?
I think it's a great achievement that with the current technology, we are able to save such a smaller and smaller baby. However, as indicated, there are issues and there are complications that are associated with keeping this small babies alive.
What are the odds facing a baby that's born at just 23 weeks?
Very, very, very low odds. I mean, babies at 23 weeks in Canada as well as internationally, the survival rate is around 50 to 55%.
50 to 55%, and that's why?
Because they are quite small and they come with a significant immaturity of all the organs, starting with the lungs, brain, intestine. They are also at high risk of getting infection. They need to be in the intensive care unit for monitoring purposes for a very long period of time. And during this time, the complications such as lung issues, blood pressure issues, brain hemorrhage, brain not getting enough blood supply occurs with this baby, and that threatens their life.
What can you tell me about the advances in medicine that would allow a baby that small, at just 8 ounces, to be kept alive?
So the advances in the medicine currently, what we have been working with are the technologies in terms of keeping these babies intubated and ventilated at such a small size, because we have to put a tube into the baby's breathing pipe and keep attached to the breathing machine. So more and more advances are happening and more smaller and smaller babies are surviving. The second big advance is that we have learned how to keep them alive without putting that tube in the later part of their stay, which allows us to not cause damage to their lungs as much as what it used to be with the older technology.
What is it like for you working with and seeing babies that small?
Sorry?
What is it like to work with and to see babies that small?
It is quite challenging and it is quite stressful as well at the same time, because challenging in the sense that to keep these babies in the stable state is very challenging aspect, because we are dealing with the immaturity of multiple organs, and stressful in the sense that these are the events which nobody is expecting. No pregnant couple is expecting that their baby will come that early. 23 weeks, we are talking about coming out early at 17 weeks before. So that comes with a lot of stress, because there are situations that occurs during the course of this baby's stay, which tells you that this baby has a very high likelihood of significant neurodevelopmental problems going onwards when they become child or infant, as well as in adolescence.
How far has that technology been able to move the needle when it comes to keeping babies alive? I mean, this was 23 weeks. That seems very early to a lot of people. Is that in the range that we're in now when it comes to what you can do through medicine?
Yeah, we are in the range of 22 and 23 weeks in terms of what we can do through the medicine. However, I just want to stress that at 22 weeks, there is significantly higher risk of survival, and even if the baby survives, there is a high risk of significant life-limiting disability, which makes that the baby may need one person full-time to take care of the baby and child for the rest of the life.
What are the ethical questions and concerns that surround these advances in medicine?
So mostly they are not kind of I mean, one can make it as an ethical issue, but usually it's a discussion with the parents. It's understanding as to what is in the best interest of the family at that time in their life cycle, rather than ethical challenges. Of course, these babies do cost a lot when they are in intensive care units, but that's never a matter.
It's never something that's discussed.
No, it's never discussed. No.
What are in the work that you've done? I wonder what are the most difficult decisions that you've faced in that ward in terms of which babies you have to fight for, and to your point, the conversations that you need to have about perhaps which babies their life might be too fragile to save.
We basically go through the entire history of the mother. We discuss how the pregnancy started, were there any complications, how the baby was growing inside up to that point, were there any complications with the perfuse, like a blood flow going to the baby through the placenta, was there any infection. So those are the features that makes us aware that what are the problems that we will be facing going forward. And with that, we do a lot of counseling with the parents and explain them that this is what is happening. This is how the pregnancy has progressed. And these are the anticipated events when the baby comes out. Because these babies do not breathe. Even if they breathe, they cannot sustain enough oxygen going into their lungs or the removal of carbon dioxide. So initial part is very crucial in the management of these babies, as well as they have to be supported throughout, because we are talking about 17 to 18 weeks of coming out early, yeah, which is kind of nearly half of the pregnancy.
How difficult is it? I mean, I can't imagine what those conversations are like.
It's very difficult, and it's challenging because no one expects that their baby is going to come early. So majority of parents have no idea what prematurity means, and particularly such an extreme prematurity means.
You received a grant of nearly $1 million comparing neonatal networks in 9 different countries. You're also doing a lot of work here in this country. Do you feel like you're at the cutting edge of this in terms of being able to save babies earlier and earlier and earlier?
Yeah, I think, So the grant that I received is comparing outcomes of such premature babies less than 29, born less than 29, less than 32 weeks across 11 high-income countries. And the idea was to learn from each other as to who is doing what, because none of the country is based in every outcome, but we learn from each other. So when we started the grant in 2007, the outcomes in Canada were not the greatest in terms of we were on the top of worst outcome, second or something. Mm. But over the last 9 years with the grant, as well as with the support from everybody across Canada, we have been successfully able to reach to the second best in the world.
Well, and a big part of that is the work that happens at Sinai with this integrated family care.
Correct. So it's a family integrated care in which, in that concept, what we make sure that the parents are integrally involved in the baby's care from day one. And there is an extensive amount of teaching, extensive amount of coaching, and understanding that goes in the parents, in the everyday life of the parents while the baby is in the NICU, so that they come, they stay, and they start doing activities with the baby right from as soon as the baby is stable and being come out and being held by the mothers and fathers.
This is a fantastic and a really complicated story as well. And it's really interesting to hear about the work that's happening right here in our city that's at that cutting edge. Doctor, I appreciate you joining us. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Prakash Shah is the interim pediatrician in chief at Mount Sinai's neonatal intensive care unit, also director of the Canadian Neonatal Network.